Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps. It's the Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
Tonight is the night, baby. Tonight's the night the New York Knicks find out who they play for the NBA Finals Championship. Is it the Spurs? Is it the Thunder? It's been a good series so far. Both teams are exciting. And it's not going to be easy for the Knicks. And it's not going to be easy with Mitchell Robinson potentially, not potentially, he broke his finger. He broke his pinky. That news came yesterday. He had surgery, we found out yesterday. We found out 2 days ago that he broke his pinky, and there was concern that he wouldn't be available to play in game one of the NBA Finals. And let me just say this. For everyone that talks about basketball players being soft, or it's a pinky, it's just a pinky. Sure, it's just a pinky. But every sport's different. Every player is different. And Mitchell Robinson, for what he does defensively, it's going to affect certain things in the game. He's not a ball handler as much, so that's a good aspect of it. He's not a dribbler, so we don't have to worry about that. But it's going to affect certain parts of his game. So that is the negative. But, it's just a pinky. So we can survive. He can play. He's going to get in there. It's the NBA Finals. It's not game 22 of 82. It's the NBA Finals. So Mitch Robinson is going to play. Now, it's the PR behind it. I don't understand this. This is between Mitchell Robinson and between the Jackson Dart, Abdul Carter stuff. I feel like there's got to be a good PR lesson. Like, it's time that we've seen Carlos Mendoza on a regular basis. David Stearns. With all of these interviews that coaches and players and personnel do on a regular basis, all I see is people put their foot in their mouth. And I understand, we want more content. We want, as a fan base, we want more content because we're feeding for it. We want something. Game one of the finals is until next week. So, we're feeding for something. So Mike Brown talks and tells us what's going on. And we want information. And we got a ton of, media out there asking questions because we want content. We want information. We want answers. What happened to Mitchell Robinson? But there's got to be a better way for coaches and players and personnel to not put your foot in your mouth. And I feel like Mike Brown blew this up more than it had to be blown up. Simple. You and I can sit here and have a conversation about Mitchell Robinson and be disappointed that he broke his finger and it sucks and all this stuff. But to ask Mike Brown about his finger and how he broke it and not have a solid answer going into it. Clearly there seems to be a secretive injury. There's a secret injury from Mitchell Robinson. And they don't want to discuss it. But you should have that plan of action going into this meeting or going into this press conference of How do I handle it when everyone asks me the question, how did he break his finger? It shouldn't be, they just asked me about Mitchell Robinson breaking his finger, how he did it. We told, wasn't that practice? Is it? And it wasn't in game four. Do we have an answer? Can you help me out now? No. You need to know that beforehand. This goes back to the Francisco Lindor rat raccoon stuff back in the day. It goes down to preparation. It's the same thing about sports. You go out there and you prepare for everything. You go out there and prepare to play a game. You go check the X's and O's. And you prepare to go on the field. Well, this is the same thing. I'm sorry to say. It's the same thing. You got to go out there and prepare to go and talk to the media, to go to talk to social media, to go to talk to everything. Like, if you're going to, I understand that the guys are going to be guys, and you're not going to want to tell people exactly. Some people, you know, you have a little more difficult time telling people what to do. But the expectations should be there. The warning should be there. Hey, by the way, if you say this, this is going to happen. And I feel like, especially when you're a head coach, you should know better. It's the same thing with David Stearns. David Stearns goes out and meets the media yesterday. He said nothing. He said nothing of importance. He said the same thing over and over. All the questions that I wanted to know, and I want to be asked, nothing gets brought up. It's ridiculous. And it's the same nonsense over and over. And he, at some point in time, he's got to say something significant. Like, and it's just, you have the Giants stuff. Which I think actually they handled that rather well. The fact that they went and had a press conference, I think, was a little much. But the fact that they talked about it, they gave the press, the media, an opportunity to talk to the players. They made their statements clear. But again, like, the fact that you go out on social media and talk about things, and kind of throw your teammates under the bus and talk about your dislike and stuff like that. It's like, hey, guys, what are we doing here? What are we trying to do? Are we purposely trying to build distractions? Are we purposely trying to cause chaos? We have enough chaos as it is, you know? The Knicks haven't been in the finals in 25 years or over 25 years, and we're trying to build distractions. The Giants haven't had a winning season since what, 2022? The Mets continue to lose constantly. Like, what are we trying to do here? And I feel like I know what we are supposed to do. I know that we want to hear conversations. I know that we want to hear answers. I know that we want these players, these coaches, these personnel to sit there and talk and give us something. But...
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
I personally think when you hear Mike Brown talk, there's no reason why he can't be more prepared with a better answer than we're not going to give that information or we can't talk about this. If you can't talk about it, then I would have a much better answer than, well, it wasn't from game four, and he didn't happen during practice. If you can't discuss how or when it happened, I wouldn't even bring up that. I would just say, I don't know. We can't figure it out. It was something that was happening over time. Injury happened over time, all that stuff. But you can't sit there and talk about an injury, give us details, and make us have more questions afterwards. It's not worth the time, and it causes more frustration. And you talk about, by the way, and I love Mitchell Robinson. I think he's a very important player to this team. But you talk about Mitchell Robinson, who clearly already, has spoken about it on social media, the fact that he has some mental health, issues, but he talks about his mental health all the time. He talks about not being on social media because of mental health. Like, he's removing himself, all this other stuff. He's had his problems over the years. And now you're causing a bigger issue by the way that you're handling it, and that's going to affect the player. That's going to affect Mitchell Robinson. You don't need that. That's a distraction. I think that they can handle this way better. Mike Brown and the Knicks could have handled it better. If you're going to open it up and tell you what it wasn't, then you might as well have a better answer than that. Then you got to give us more. Or you kind of just say, I don't know. We're not really sure. And that's okay. To not have an answer is actually okay. Rather than sit there and tell us what it wasn't and now make us guess. And now make us think that the worst. Or, get on Mitchell Robinson for whatever reason, for no reason. And that's something that is... There's too many distractions, and we're in a very, important time in Knicks history right now. They're going to the NBA Finals. Mitchell Robinson doesn't need this distraction. Now, I understand his finger's broken. That sucks. But the press conference and the conversation around it could have been handled better. 888-808-1019 is Pete Offit with you on The Fan. Till 5. When Joe Bonico takes over, 888-808-1019. Let's hit up these phones. Let's go to Chris in Farmingdale. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, I haven't talked to you since we got to the finals, man. How you feeling?
Listen, bring it on, whether it's the Thunder, whether it's the Spurs. I don't care. I still feel very confident. Even with the Mitchell Robinson injury, I still feel very, very confident.
Yeah, me too. I'd rather play OKC because they're the defending champs, and I still have a little bit of animosity towards them because we haven't beat them in the regular season the last 2 years. I know it's only the regular season. And for me, I mean, the Spurs, I would love to beat the Spurs in the finals because the last time the Knicks were in the finals was against the Spurs, so it's a payback, but that was a whole different Spurs team. But I was watching a rerun of the franchise today with Evan and Tiki. And he made a good point. He says, I think he said he'd rather play the Spurs because they're a high turnover team, and the Knicks are good with that. So if you had a choice to pick between the two, who would you actually pick?
I hate to do that because I feel like in this state right now, both teams are like, the Knicks can beat anybody. That's the confidence factor. Mm-hmm. I do want to I feel like the Spurs are an easier matchup, not because of the lack of talent, because they clearly have a lot of talent over there. But I do think that SGA is more of a problem. I feel like between the two star players, between SGA and Wemby, I feel like you have a better opportunity to stop Wemby. I know he's tough. He's tall. You've proven that you can do it during the season, all that stuff, when they won the cup. But regardless, I just feel like SGA causes more problems. Plus, I hate to talk about a flopping issue, but I do feel like calls by the refs are going to be swayed with how SGA plays. And that's something that I don't want of the NBA finals to be affected by phantom calls. And that's one thing that I'm worried about. I think that the Knicks can handle, you know, the ball movement, can handle the speed of both teams. Listen, the Thunder are a very fast-paced team. But I think that the Knicks have proven they can keep up with that pace. They can keep up with the fast breaks. They can do all that. So I'm not as concerned about that aspect. I think it's just more about the individual of, like, what's going to get the refs' attention, and I'm concerned about that. I do not want the refs to be involved in the game. So to me, I think the better series, in my opinion, is Knicks Spurs, because I think they're going to be taken out of the game a little bit more, the refs.
Yeah. I'm hoping Adam Silver has a meeting with the refs and says, listen, use a little bit of discretion here. This is really big for New York. It's probably gonna, I would think he's probably going to say this is our biggest finals, and we're probably going to have the biggest ratings in years. So, you know, let him get a little physical. Let's enjoy this a little bit. I'm hoping he says that, you know?
Well, I mean, listen, and Chris, I appreciate the phone call. I would love there to be a really big conversation with the commish and sit there and just be like, hey, guys, be smart. I heard him on McAfee. We heard him with Craig and C-Mac. You know, he's a smart guy. He gets the game. I would like for him to be able to talk to the refs and just be like, put the whistles away. Like, there's no need for it. There's certain things that we can see with our eyes, and I know that you have to make a call based off certain things and in certain factors of the game. You're going to see it a certain way. But, like, let there be contact, you know? And I understand SGA's game is about, you know, his finesse, his speed, his ability to drive to the hoop and be able to you know, just kind of slither through and get to the rim and not be touched. You know, contact is key, or not having contact is key, because that's the way to prevent, you know, getting him to the line. A lot of his game is based around getting to the line. But I don't know if Adam Silver is going to have that key conversation. I think the NBA refs kind of know what's going on, and they've been pretty good for the most part. I'm not going to sit there and say, because the Knicks series, I think they've been really good. Now, on the other hand, have the refs been really good because the Knicks have been phenomenal, and yet they really can't have a presence in the game? I mean, that's a part of it, too. 888-808-1019. We have a lot to get to because, like I said, we're talking about Mitchell Robinson. There's the Jackson Dart, Abdul Carter stuff that hit all week. The David Stearns conversation. Hey, the Mets won a game with a walk-off. How about that? And fireworks. The Yankees go out there, you know, that's not Oakland anymore, it's Sacramento or wherever they are right now, and have a big game. There's a lot to get to and little time to do it because we only got 3 hours left. So 888-808-1019. We'll come back with more. We'll talk about the Yankees' big win. We'll talk about the Mets' big win if you want to, even though their baseball season is pretty much over. But a lot of Knicks talk. 888-808-1019. It's Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan till 5 when Joe B takes over. Hit me up. At Hoff, WFAN.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.